you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Most financial plans are complicated because the writers are confused or lying. This one has three steps. Raise $1 billion, using greed, not generosity, because greed is faster. Spend it to pass the treaty. Then manage $27.2 billion a year forever, with 80% curing diseases, 10% paying investors, and 10% keeping politicians obedient. The corruption is capped at 20% and fully transparent, which already makes it the most honest government program in your country's history. Most financial plans are complicated because the writers are confused or lying. This one is complicated because you're convincing 195 countries to voluntarily stop buying so many weapons while paying your investors forever. The architecture is embarrassingly simple. Raise $1 billion, spend it to pass the treaty, manage $27.2 billion or more annually forever. Three things. That's the whole financial plan. The rest of this chapter is just explaining why your species needs 4,000 words to understand three things. Pillar one, the money part. Raise $1 billion. The instrument is a victory incentive alignment bond, a perpetual contractual claim on a fixed share of treaty inflows. Give us money now, get much more money later, for as long as the treaty survives. On Washonia, this would still be called fraud. On Earth, it's a contingent revenue share backed by the treaty's future cash flows if the treaty passes. The bonds return 272% annually. This looks like a typo. It's arithmetic. $2.72 billion divided by $1 billion. This is not ordinary term debt with a maturity date. It is a treaty-level revenue share that contractually earmarks 10% of all treaty inflows, $2.72 billion per year, to bondholders for as long as the treaty exists. That investor tranche is fixed by the treaty and the governing rules, not by annual managerial discretion, because investors don't care about your moral framework until after they've been paid. Every Ponzi scheme in history has promised returns like this. The difference is that Bernie Madoff's repayment story was a spreadsheet he made up. Yours is a treaty that, if passed, creates $27.2 billion or more in annual public funding and routes a fixed share of it to investors. You raise $1 billion in 12 to 24 months. Donations would require generosity. Bonds require greed. Greed is faster. Why $1 billion? Your opposition spends $450 million per year to keep things exactly as terrible as they are. Pharma lobbying at roughly $300 million per year, plus the military-industrial complex at roughly $150 million per year. A subscription to suffering. You raise $1 billion once to pass a treaty that generates $27.2 billion or more in annual public funding forever. Over a 10-year campaign, opposition spends roughly $4.5 billion to your $1 billion. But their $450 million per year is spread across thousands of contracts and dozens of incumbents. Your $1 billion is aimed at a single treaty. Concentrated offense beats diffuse defense. This is military strategy, which is ironic, and also the only kind of strategy your species respects. Nobody gets the upside unless it works. Lawyers can take success-based compensation. Team compensation is modest cash plus mostly equity. This is how you know it's not a government program. The seed phase is $250 to $400 million for the platform, policy frameworks, and pilots, reaching 50 million verified participants with a difficulty level of convince a few billionaires. The Series A phase is $500 million to $1 billion to scale to G7 nations, with a milestone of 3.5% global participation, 280 million people, and a difficulty level of convince several countries. The growth phase is $500 million to $1.1 billion for a ratification push in major powers, reaching the first $1 billion disbursement with a difficulty level of convince the countries with nukes. Ranges reflect scenario planning, optimistic to pessimistic. The $1 billion target is the base case. Upper bounds cover contingencies because convincing nuclear powers to behave rationally occasionally requires overtime. Pillar 2, the spending part. Spend $1 billion, the one-time activation energy to convince 8 billion people to marginally reduce their commitment to mutual annihilation. Detailed line items here. The global referendum category takes $250 million for a viral referral system, 280 million votes, and platform development. Budget details. Political lobbying takes $650 million for AI-targeted campaigns in the US, EU, and G20, super PACs, and military-industrial complex, or MIC, conversion, outspending pharma and the MIC. The reserve fund is $100 million for a post-passage transition and contingency buffer. The part that makes it cheap. Viral referendum mechanics bring the cost down to 20 cents per vote at the optimistic lower bound, base case 50 to 89 cents, compared to $5 to $15 per voter through traditional channels. Getting someone to click, "I prefer not dying," costs less than getting someone to click, "I prefer Pepsi." You also focus on 20 high-impact countries, not all 195. You don't need Liechtenstein's permission. Liechtenstein has 39,000 people. That's a concert venue, not a geopolitical obstacle. Timeline is 36 to 60 months, optimistic, to 120 or more months, realistic, given that you're humans. The landmine ban took 6 years, and that was just agreeing not to hide explosives in the ground, which you'd think wouldn't require a treaty at all. You're betting on viral referendum mechanics and existing disarmament frameworks, also on the assumption that your species wants to survive, which, based on my observation, remains an open question. Pillar 3, the forever part. Manage $27.2 billion or more per year. Once the treaty passes, $27.2 billion flows annually from how-to-kill-people budgets into how-to-stop-people-dying budgets. This is the part where your financial plan stops being a financial plan and starts being a money volcano that erupts on schedule forever. 100-plus nations contribute 1% of military budgets. Not because they've had a moral awakening, because the incentive alignment bond mechanism makes compliance self-enforcing. Politicians in non-compliant countries watch their treaty support scores fall, the 1% treaty-specific subtype of the public good score, independent PACs redirect millions in campaign funding to their opponents, and their post office career options shrink to WHO boards to writing memoirs nobody reads. Compliance becomes the career optimal choice. You don't need politicians to be good. You just need them to be selfish in the right direction. How the money gets spent. 80-10-10. The allocation is fixed by the treaty and implemented through the fund's governing documents. Victory Corporation, your SPV, owned by the DIH Foundation, administers the treasury rails and investor distributions, while the political incentive allocation funds legally separate scoring, electoral, and post office entities described in the legal framework. No committees, no debates, no one arguing for 6 months about font choices on the grant application. Just math, executing on schedule, like a competent employee, something most of your governments have never experienced. 80%, or $21.8 billion, is allocated to clinical trials and platform for patient subsidies, research, and the platform. 10%, or $2.72 billion, goes to Victory bond returns for perpetual investor payments. 10%, or $2.72 billion, is dedicated to IAB, Incentive Alignment Bond, political incentives as rewards for supporting legislators. The 20% for bonds and political incentives is fixed by the same treaty and fund rules and cannot be reallocated by management because somebody had a better idea after lunch. Where automation is legally and operationally practical, Treasury rules can execute the distributions mechanically. Where the real world insists on banks, custodians, and auditors, the same formula still applies. Humans may maintain the payment rails, they do not get to improvise the percentages. On your planet, that already counts as a miracle. The remaining 80%, or $21.8 billion, funds clinical trials and research infrastructure. Patients direct trial participation spending by joining studies. Wishocracy governs infrastructure and other shared public good allocations. Dynamic patient subsidies. Instead of paying researchers to write about diseases, you pay patients to participate in curing them, paying the people who are actually sick. What a concept. Patients organize to grow the treasury because participating in their own survival is, for once, financially rewarded. Researchers and biotech companies compete to attract patients instead of competing to write persuasive grant applications, which is a different skill from doing science, the same way writing a restaurant review is a different skill from cooking. Insurance companies save money because trials are cheaper than decades of chronic suffering. Compare that to NIH grants. 6 months of proposal writing, committees judging the writing, universities skimming 40% overhead, and then maybe some science. The whole thing on one line. Invest $1 billion, get $2.72 billion a year, forever. Your species spent roughly $5 billion on a particle accelerator to find a boson. This costs less and finds a cure for dying. If these numbers trigger your "this can't be real" reflex, good. That reflex exists because most things that sound this good aren't. But the reflex is not an argument. Try answering 5 questions and find the one that's wrong. Is it physically possible to improve resource allocation? Do the benefits compound? Do you have a better plan? Should this be your top priority? Then what are you waiting for? If you can't find the flaw in the logic, the numbers aren't the problem. The problem is that nobody with a checkbook has spent 45 minutes reading the formal proof yet. That's the only bottleneck. Not the math. Not human nature. Attention.
Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please press the share button on your glowing rectangle in case one of your friends have a free afternoon to end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really, really, really good rating and review so we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. The good review doesn't have to be true. They don't check. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and make your wishocratic allocation, telling us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote. If the 1% treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving
38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to waronddisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.